A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Abraham looked forward to a city founded, designed and built by God. Only faith can guarantee the blessings that we hope for, or prove the existence of the realities that at present remain unseen. It was for the faith that our ancestors were commended. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed the call to set out for a country that was the inheritance given to him and his descendants, and that he set out without knowing where he was going. By faith, he arrived as a foreigner in the promised land and lived there as if in a strange country with Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. They lived there in tents while he looked forward to a city founded, designed and built by God. It was equally by faith that Sarah, in spite of being past the age, was made able to conceive, because she believed that he who had made the promise would be faithful to it. Because of this, there came from one man, and one who was already as good as dead himself, more descendants that could be counted, as many as the stars of heaven or the grains of sand on the seashore. All these died in faith before receiving any of the things that had been promised. But they saw them in the far distance and welcomed them, recognizing that they were only strangers and nomads on earth. People who use such terms about themselves make it quite plain that they are in search of their real homeland. They can hardly have meant the country they came from, since they had the opportunity to go back to it. But in fact, they were longing for a better homeland, their heavenly homeland. That is why God is not ashamed to be called their God, since he has founded the city for them. It was by faith that Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac. He offered to sacrifice his only son, even though the promises had been made to him, and he had been told, "It is through Isaac that your name will be carried on." He was confident that God had the power even to raise the dead, and so figuratively speaking, he was given back Isaac from the dead. The word of the Lord.